Well, it is bank holiday Monday afternoon. I would usually do this on a Sunday, but I've just been working so hard recently. I've been working so hard, and I've been a little bit stressed from work that it's been difficult to find the time, not only to record, but just to properly enjoy myself. I've been having little quickies and, when I'm working from home, still taking midday masturbation breaks. But it has been a while since I've been ready, I think, to record. I get a little bit of stage fright as well, because, I don't know, I put too much pressure on myself to be perfect. But, I think the best way to look at it is just, you like listening. I like doing it. I don't need to worry too much. I think as long as I have a good time, you'll enjoy hearing what I get up to. I'm lying on my bed. I'm just naked. I went out for a run earlier, which was really nice. It's really warm, direct sun, which is a bit much for me sometimes. But yeah, I got in, I hydrated, I relaxed a little bit, did some stretches, and took off my running gear. And I can still see like little lines from my sports bra on my skin. Which, yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of cute. I think I said before, at sort of a certain time of the month, my tits get super, super sensitive. They sort of feel heavier and fuller, and my nipples are just. Yeah, so sensitive. It doesn't take much to, brush against them, and I'm just hard as a rock. And at the moment, I've just got a hand on each tit, and I'm kind of squeezing them with my nipples between my thumb and the sort of knuckle of my first finger. A little squeeze, which feels so good. Oh. I mean, I think I've spoken before about how much I like having my tits sucked and bitten. I can't remember though whether I've ever sucked my own nipples in an audio, which I can do. I don't know if I've done it before, but I can. Just reach and just get my tongue. Well, I'm not going to leave any marks on myself. I'm going to just lightly bite around my areola. I'm just pinching my nipples and rolling them between my fingers. I can feel how wet I am already without even touching myself. If I kind of squeeze my thighs together, I can feel the sort of there's some slipperiness happening. cannot describe how sensitive my nipples are. Okay, I'm gonna pop a finger between my legs. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, my body has needed this. Okay, here's what we're dealing with. I really need to relax more. This is self-care time. I'm not gonna take care of myself. So I'm just rubbing with my fingers on either side of my clit because I don't need direct stimulation at this point. I'm just kind of just trying to stimulate. Oh, fuck. Rubbing along my lips. Oh, fuck. So I'm on a toy ban this year. I'm not allowed to buy any more toys. I've broken that a couple of times already, I believe. I did it again. I don't have them yet. I don't have them yet, but in maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I do have some new toys coming, and yeah, you'll get to hear all about it. I'm quite excited. I'm sorry. I think when you're working really hard, sometimes you just need to treat yourself. And yeah, judging by my toy collection, this is how I like to treat myself. Okay, now I'm using one hand to kind of spread my lips. I'm using the other to sort of rub around all the outside of my vulva, my clitoris, which is throbbing. This would be incredible if I had someone here grabbing and sucking and biting my tits. And while I don't like to leave marks myself, I do like it when someone else leaves marks. But I know I've talked about that before. You know I like it when the marks are left. Okay, well, I definitely need something inside me, kind of aching for it, so I'm gonna pop a finger inside myself. My nails are a little long at the moment, so I've got to be careful. And it's so warm and wet. It's like I'm hugging my fingers with a really wet hug. I've always wondered what it must feel like to push your cock inside. It must feel really good, right? Feel the feeling of being swallowed up like that and squeezed and gripped and just knowing that it's all yours. Fuck. Okay, let me grab a dildo. Oh, fuck.
I had one ready.
Okay, so this is my favourite. This is the dual density It's longer than I can take, but it's a really nice thickness. And it's really nice silicone as well. It feels really skin-like. And I'm going to push it inside myself. Oh my god. Usually when I have quickies on my lunch breaks or after work or when I'm really busy, I tend to just focus on my clit and I don't usually... I don't always treat myself by filling myself up. I mean, it's been a little while, I can feel that my body has to sort of stretch all over again. Fuck. I like the feeling of being stretched. I really like, I've got, so I'm holding onto the dildo, moving it in and out of myself with one hand, and I've got another hand just sort of next to my pussy. I've got like one finger kind of touching the side of the dildo as it's moving in, so I can kind of feel it going in and out of me. And I love how quickly the dildo is warming up and how slippery it is. Oh fuck. Okay, let me move you so you get some wet side. Okay, I'm just gonna go for it. I wish I could take more length, but I feel like this is pretty good. Oh god. I've got so much tension in my legs. My mind's so busy. I just need to switch off. Just letting my legs rest instead of being up. Feel so good, but oh god, I'm just so exhausted. What I really need is just to be used and just forced to come. And I know I'm a broken record and I'm always talking about this, but it's what I like. It's just like giving up all of my control. Just being a good little toy for you. But just kind of like my body shivers and vibrates when it's just so much tension. So much tension. I need to decide what I'm gonna do. How am I going to get rid of this tension? I'll be honest, it's been maybe 2 days since I last came. I've just been focusing on rest. But it just builds up, doesn't it? Sometimes you don't have a choice. Oh god. I'm just massaging myself with my hands and my pussy. Let me grab my nipples again. Oh fuck. Oh. God. I don't want to feel inhibited and I don't want to feel tense. I just need to let go. I feel like I keep relying on my wand to make me come recently, so I might grab my clit toy and just let that do its thing. Hold on. Ooh, I'm weak at the knees. I'm weak at the knees, which means I definitely need it. Okay, clit toy on the lowest setting, wedged in between my thighs. Feels like a tongue gently lapping. I'm in no rush. I am in no rush. Oh. Okay. I'm gonna do that while I'm gonna rub and suck my nipples while that laps away at me. Just like holding them and squeezing them. Yeah, I think what I really want is that sort of post-orgasmic spooning where it's just like I'm the little spoon and you've got your hands wrapped around me, crossed over, a tit in each hand, and just holding them for me. Carrying my burdens. That's just the best feeling, like especially when I'm still coming back to earth, when my brain's still fuzzy, but I just feel completely held, and even better. Even better if it leads to round two. Okay. a totally different feeling to the wand, which on the wand I kind of grind myself down on it, but for this one I kind of hold off going too hard or pushing it on myself too much because my clit's so sensitive and it is right on it. I kind of hold it there and move my hips. I got my eyes closed. I'm just letting the toy. Ooh. Ooh. It's tempting to turn it up, but I just need to let it build. I feel a lot of pressure on myself sometimes when I record. But I'm not going to worry about that today. Oh, I really want to turn it up. Oh, I really want to turn it up. I'm not going to. I really want to turn it up. Oh, please, can I turn it up? Is it okay if I turn it up? Are you going to tell me I can turn it up? Tell me I can turn it up. I'm turning it up. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I'm a little bit needy right now. can you tell? Oh, I turned it up again. I'm sorry I didn't ask, but I'm just gonna assume you're gonna say yes anyway. Huh. Oh, trouble with doing this on a bank holiday is I can hear other people outside. Everybody's off work, so everybody's. Everybody's doing their own thing while I'm doing my thing. I don't even know what I'm saying. Okay, I'm turning up. Okay. Okay. And there's lots of goodness. let me taste my fingers. Just grab my dildo again and just rub it on the outside of my pussy. Oh my god. Oh, that's a really nice feeling. And just push it inside me a little bit. Oh. I do love that after I come, it's like my body opens up more. That's why round two is fun. Oh. Yeah, just make me come. Make me sort of come drunk and floaty. And then just use me as a toy. I don't know if I've got it in me to do round two. I think I need. Oh my god. I think I just need to enjoy. That release. Just don't worry about it. I've got to lick the dildo clean, haven't I? It's another one of my little treats. I promise I do wash them properly as well, but you know, it's like a little treat, it's like a reward. I don't think I've ever laughed at the dildo like that before. Well, I hope you've been able to relieve some tension too. Oh my god, I've got like tears streaming down my face. Ooh. I feel a little better. Yeah, I need to do this more often. Self-care is important. I'm always saying this. But yeah, thank you for listening, and I promise I'll try and be back sooner than the last break I took. It's not intentional, life just gets in the way, and I think it's good for both of us to take this time and just embrace pleasure. Plus, you know, I'll have those new toys soon. So I'm going to have to, you know, show those off and probably punish myself for breaking my toy band too. But yes,
Thank you for listening. Until next time.